haul a person, you'd say, go on, get in the wagon and haul.
Carry you home. Carry you home.
I suppose you had a very heavy suitcase. You could go on a trip, say, or go to a train. And you said, that suitcase is so heavy, I could hardly...
Carry it.
That would be carried too.
Yeah.
Did you ever use the word lug?
Yeah, they use luggage once in a while.
But I mean, would they say if I could...
No, they never did.
I never said I could hardly lug it.
No, I never did hear that.
When do they use tote? When do they use tote?
Well, that is long about the time the slaves come in. They got the slaves out of the Civil War over about... they call that toting it, toting wood, stuff like that. You just tote, nigger tote. You know, that's what they call it. Learn a nigger to tote. They'd say, tote, nigger tote.
But you wouldn't say that you would tote some groceries home.
Yeah, they use that as tote it. I'll just tote it, that'd be all right.
I see.
You see, they got that though from the nigger during the slavery time, you know. They learned the nigger, they got that from the nigger to tote, nigger, tote, you know, as much as they say, tote. The nigger said, I tote it in, or I tote this and that. See,
you
were
flesh.
And then people just, that is a southern rogue, you see. I used that right smart when I was up north. They laughed at and when I'd say, get you to carry me to church, they said they couldn't carry me. They'd fetch me.
Well, they would fetch.
Yeah, they fetch me. I'll fetch you wherever I can carry you. Well, now what be the difference? I couldn't understand why.
Yeah.
They couldn't carry me, but
they'd
fetch me. They'd fetch me.
Now, you would use fetch. I'd fetch water from
the river. Yeah, I'd use fetch water from, say, like, from the branch. We fetch water from the branch. What to do, the difference, I don't know, but that's just...
I don't think there is any difference. It's just like tote must mean, it must just be a way of saying carry. It's the same
that's
thing.
That's the only thing that you tote it.
In Pennsylvania, they use tote a lot. Matter of fact, they won't bring their groceries home in a sack. They'll bring them home in a tote bag or tote.
Well,
tote bag. So that's what.
So different things about different places. You see, they use those words.
I've got. I'd like to ask you about three ways of describing. A way to do something, and you'd haul wood from the woodlot. But what would you do to stumps out of the field? You would
grub them.
Oh, is that right?
You grub up the stumps.
And then after you get them up, what do you have to do to get them out of the way?
You generally just tow them out and burn them.
Do you ever say drag?
Well, sometimes they'd be so big we'd just drag them.
And how would you describe it? Say, I drag it. Right now, I'm going to drag that out. But yesterday...
I drug it out.
And I have drug...
I have dragged them out.
Okay. And the same with the plow. The first thing you do to a field, when you get the stumps out, you're going to plant. Before you plant, you have to do what?
Rake. You break the land.
Okay, and then would you rake before you plow, or how would you describe that?
We generally hire it. Take a hire and hire it. We break it, you see. Or drag it, which sometimes we drag it.
We
drag it all, smooth it up, you see. We call it dragging.